We then move to the next and last item on the agenda, which is the report of the chair of the due process oversight committee, Scott Evans. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. The due process committee met for 2 hours yesterday morning, and on a number of topics. I'll review them briefly. First off, we received a progress report on due process aspects of the ISB technical agenda from Alan Teixeira, including a focus on classification and measurement, impairment, hedge accounting, and the conceptual framework. The committee was satisfied that these projects are proceeding with the transparency and inclusion that are required and specified by the due process handbook. Secondly, we moved on to a life cycle review of the revenue recognition project. And we did this in order to permit the ISB to proceed with the final balloting of this standard. This project dates back to 2002 and includes a discussion paper in 2008, two exposure drafts in 2010 and 2011, 300 outreach meetings, numerous papers, and four planned transition workshops. Now, given the central importance of revenue recognition to the production of financial statements by all companies in all sectors, the ISB went to extraordinary lengths to ensure that all constituents had an opportunity to participate in this process. The committee was therefore quite satisfied that the project had completed the due process steps necessary to move to final balloting. Next, we conducted our annual review of consultative groups. At present, all groups are reported to be operating effectively, and several new groups are in the formation stage. The committee inquired about the effectiveness of several project working groups that actually didn't hold any formal meetings in the past year. We thought this required some explanation, particularly because of the importance of the projects in question, which included financial instruments, leases, and insurance, some of the most important projects that the board is working on. We were satisfied with the explanation that most of the project working groups have the bulk of their meetings at the beginning of the project's life as the initial exposure draft is being contemplated. As the project advances towards its final stages, the role of the working group evolves so that it becomes an advisory group that doesn't have as much need to meet. And yet, the ISB needs to keep these groups active in order for the individuals in these projects to be active participants in the process, many times in one-on-one discussions with the board members and staff members for clarification and advice. The remainder of our meeting was spent reviewing the production timing of documents for the remainder of the year, because there's so many activities that are going on. The ISB is being very careful not to overload constituencies with too much at the same time, reviewing the reporting protocol and examining the updated format for the DPOC web pages, which we all thought was a great improvement and makes it much easier for all users of the website to understand the workings of the DPOC. Finally, the DPOC received no complaints between our last meeting in April and our meeting yesterday morning. However, I should note that we did receive a complaint letter from Business Europe several hours after our meeting last night, so we didn't have time to look at it at this meeting, but we take this very seriously. We'll examine this complaint and address it promptly at the next meeting in accordance with the procedures outlined in the due process handbook. I'd invite any committee members to amplify on topics that I may have neglected to give emphasis to, or any corrections. Hearing none, I'd like to thank particularly Alan Teixeira, David Loweth, and the staff for another outstanding meeting. There's a tremendous amount of preparation that goes into these meetings. There's an extensive amount of due process that's being conducted. Speaking for the committee, it's quite impressive, and we're very pleased with the progress to date.
Thank you, Scott. If I remind well, I think my first meeting, you had a number of letters. And since a few meetings, we see nearly no letters at all. So I suppose that the due process committee is working so well that everybody is happy.
And in some ways it's satisfying to get one letter now to work on, so we have a reason for our existence.
What's the letter about, Scott?
The letter had to do, and I only reviewed it briefly, but it had to do with the way that a previous letter from Business Europe on one of their comment letters was characterized by the staff as it was passed on to the ISB, and whether or not the staff had characterized it correctly or not. All complaint letters we take seriously, but we will immediately go to research. They named a number of different communications. We'll post the letter to our website. This will all happen transparently, and we'll have a response to them that we'll also post on the website.
Thank you very much. This completes the agenda. Is there any other business?